to look at the 37th chapter in Yirmiyah in the context of this kino. We have a contrast of two points, two moments in Jewish history. A moment of great exaltation and joy, as we leave Mitzrayim, Mitzayim and Mitzrayim, and a moment of great despondency and catastrophe as we leave Yerushalayim. What exactly defines those two moments? Why each one developed in the fashion that it did? In the 37th chapter in Yirmiyah, we find that it was a very, very difficult job. To be a Novi. Yirmiyah winds up, he's accused basically of sedition, that he's undermining the morale of the people to fight against the Nebuchadnezzar, and they throw him into jail, into a dungeon, and he's basically slated to die, but someone in the royal family has pity upon him, and they feed him, and the king Tzidkio says that he should be taken out, and he's put back in some other place, and he's again jailed. There's a very, very rocky time. And Tzidkio calls for Yirmiyah to come to him, and he asks him Vayomer Yesh Dover Ma'is Hashem. Tzidkio is the final of the kings, the one that will preside over the Churban. And he asked Yirmiyahu, Hayesh Dvar, is there something new from the Ribbono Shel Olam? Vayomer Yirmiyahu, yes, there is. Vayomer Yad Melech Bovel Tinosein, that you will be delivered to the king of Bovel into his hands. And he tells him, why did you put me in jail? What have I done? And he tells the king the following, that if you are willing, he goes on in Perek Lamed Ches, in Pasuk Yudalet, that if you are willing to open the city of Yerushalayim, and he brings about Yishlach HaMelech Tzidkio again, Vayikach HaShirmiyo HaNovi Elevu Mavo HaShlishi of Hervaveis Hashem. And again he asked him the same question, Shoyal any Yoyscha Dover, Al Tepachei B'meni Dover, don't hold anything back. So Yirmiyahu tells him, Vayom Yirmiyahu Tzidkio Ki Agid Lecha, if I'll tell you, Halo Homes Tmiseni, you're going to kill me. So I'm not ready to tell you what's on my mind. And if I give you advice, Lo Sishmaila, you won't listen to me anyhow. But Yishov HaMelech Tzidkio Yirmiyahu Masei Seleimor, and he undertakes an oath, but an oath in secrecy. Because as we'll see, Tzidkio was afraid of the ruling class. And he was afraid that if he put on his lot together with Yirmiyah, they would finish him off too. Asher also lonos ha-nefesh ha-zosim ha-misecho, that he swore by his life that he will not harm Yirmiyah, nor will I turn you over to the hands of those that wish to kill you. Vayomer Yirmiyahu Tzidkio, Kayomer Hashem Elokei Tzvokos Elokei Yisrael, Im Yotzo Seitze Osori Melech Bobo V'choysa Nafshecho, if you leave the city of Yerushalayim and surrender, you end the rebellion and surrender to Nebuchadnezzar, then you will live. V'choysa Nafshecho, V'yer Azos Losi Sorev Ba'ish, Yerushalayim will survive in the Migdash, V'choysa Ato V'secho, and you and your children will all survive. And if you do not surrender at this time, the Kasdim of Nebuchadnezzar will conquer it, And you will not escape them. And as we read earlier, and then over here, they were put to death. I fought against all the Jews that have surrendered to Nebuchadnezzar until now. And I'm afraid if I leave the city, Nebuchadnezzar will just put me in the hands of those Jews and they'll take revenge upon me. It's not going to happen. The Rabbanu Shalom will protect you. And this meeting has to remain, as they say, Barba and I, absolutely confidential. If it does, you will survive. Nothing's going to happen to you. But if the Sorim, if the members of the government hear about it, then they're going to kill both of us. So no one's going to be helped by this. And Yirmiyahu, the secret remains between the two of them. This is Perek Lamed Zayin. In Perek Lamed Zayin in Yirmiyah. What I find fascinating is the 37th parak, even though the prokem we know were not made by Jewish sources, but it happens to be Min HaShemayim, the 37th parak of Yeshaya deals with the approach of Samt Cherev to Yerushalayim. And again, the issue of what they should do, should they surrender, they shouldn't surrender. And then the Novi Yeshaya comes to Chizkiyahu and he tells him, absolutely do not surrender, the Rabbeinu Shalom will be with you, have courage, and Sennacherib will be destroyed. And Chizkiyahu listens to Yeshayahu, and in fact his leadership, Shevna and the others, were not happy with this. They thought this was the road to destruction to do, because nobody in the world had stood up to Sennacherib yet at this point. He'd swept through the entire Middle East. The one power, Mitzrayim, which did stand at times against them and now fled back to Egypt, the power of the Chol was not going to come. They would not come again to Eretz Yisrael. There was no one that was going to stay. There was no one that would stand up. There would be no one that could stand up to Sennacherib at this point. The power of the Chol has to do later with Nebuchadnezzar. But no one would stand up to them. And yet, the Novi told him that this is what he should do, and he defies everyone around him. Chizkiyahu, Sennacherib is destroyed, and Yerushalayim is saved. Chizkiyahu, the Novi Yirmiyah tells him he has to surrender. Paro Necho is not going to return to save you in this era. He's left, he's fled Yerushalayim for good. And now the Nebuchadnezzar has come back, and you have to make peace with him, and if you do, you'll survive. And why doesn't Chizkiyahu do so? He doesn't do so. He lacks the moral strength to do so. The strength to stand up to the leadership around him. Chizkiyahu had that strength and he was able to listen to the Novi and Yeshaya and he saved the Migdash and he saved Yerushalayim in his era. Chizkiyahu lacked, despite the fact Chazal say he was a tzaddik, but he lived in a door which was not righteous, the moral strength to stand up to that pressure he did not have. And therefore he tells Yirmiyahu, let's keep this private between the two of us, and that's where it remains, and we'll both survive. And he refuses to surrender the city. And this really is the aspect which divides Tzeisim and Mitzrayim. There was Os Yosher Moshe, and we followed the leader of Moshe Rabbeinu. We followed the leader of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu also came to tell us something preposterous. 3 million people should march off into the desert. I've been in Midbar Sinai. I don't know if any of you have. I've been in Midbar Sinai. I spent an hour or two in Midbar Sinai many, many years ago. With all the modern conveniences that you have, it's a forbidding place. Not one that you want to spend more than an hour or two in under any circumstance. Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he tells 3 million Jews, right, 600,000 men, the women, the children, were marching off into the Midbar. Barry, how many weeks would it take to do the logistics for the food for 3 million people for a week? How many months of preparation? How many trailers? The Moshe Rabbeinu told them, they followed up, right? They marched out of Mitzrayim. Yamsuf splits, they marched through, going to a desert. There's mud, there's slough, slough in a good oifen, there's water. They survive. The ability to listen to the leadership of Klal Yisrael. The ability of the leadership to lead and not to be fearful. That's what we refer to really in Kiddush Lamed Aleph. That's the point of the vision. Chizkiyahu succeeded because he had the moral strength to listen to Yeshaya and stand up to all of those in the leadership circle around him that said he was doomed. And Tzidkiyahu failed because those around him were not willing to surrender. They wanted to fight to the doom and did not realize the cause was lost. And they would not listen to Yirmiyahu, that Yirmiyahu told them they were doomed if they fought. The ability to listen to the leadership of Klal Yisrael, the ability of the Klal Yisrael to rise to the challenges where the door is difficult, and to articulate that which is true, whether it's popular or unpopular, it lies in the difference between the B'tzeisi B'Yerushalayim and B'tzeisi B'Mitzrayim.
Just
that,
if you